So Scott, first question, why Freddie Mercury? Why Queen?
Why Queen? My own sort of my opinion on that is really from a very young age I was always into music, all kinds of music, you know, sort of from the old scope of music really. And a sort of level basically. And Queen were always there, and you go through the sort of you know, favourite bands, and I always remember Queen always being there. And I think I can remember at one point, I mean I was very young, I didn't have a moustache when I was 10 years old or 11 years old, but I remember going through, you know, like, sort of like the classic rock band, which I still like, and I remember buying sort of Queen in the charts. And I don't know, I just think I remember at an early period when I listened to, I think it was Queen Live Killing, it must have been the early 80s, and I was completely, this is a live album, and it completely became one of my favourite albums. But then I was always sort of, as I said, I was always into music, singing, watching, I mean, music really, that was my main interest. And I think, people had mentioned to me when I was, I don't know whether it was true or people mentioned at the time when I was little, but when you're small, things like that don't really go in. Maybe they do, but that I was sort of looked a bit like Freddie Mercury. But to be honest with you, that wasn't even sort of part of the thing. I think when I started singing, first of all, I saw Queen on the TV, live, and it completely, I was always aware of Queen, but when I saw him live, it just sort of blew me away, really, and seeing Freddie as a great frontman.
Okay, so it sounds as though you really enjoyed the music of Queen.
I enjoyed all kinds of music. I could sense that was always in the charts when I was small, so that was always there. And if you bought a music magazine, there was like a magazine called Sounds Magazine in the 70s, and I remember seeing the advert for Queen, but it was just like another band. But I knew there was something, you know, there was something there, because there was always, let's say, in the charts. But I think it was basically when I probably first started the first band I joined, and it was basically like a covers band, and Wheels to pick a song, you know, playing the Workingman Club circuit, and Wheels to pick a Queen song. But I noticed when I was singing Queen songs, it was a natural, even when I was sort of singing other people's covers versions, people would say to me, it's sounding like Queen, or it's sounding like Freddie Mercury, and it was a natural sort of way, really. And I think really, as I started singing like it was natural in just the way I felt, and that it was natural the way I sang the songs and sort of portrayed them, and it just felt right. And I think probably then, having knowing more about Queen, because at the time we wasn't doing a full Queen tribute, but it sort of, we decided to do like a 30-minute a 30-minute medley of Queen songs, and it took off. I mean, generally, you know, we were doing a lot of work at the time, travelling all around the country, and the 30 minutes or 40 minutes medley seemed to me, it was exciting for me, but also and the band, but it was almost like the biggest response we was getting was from the Queen.
Okay.
Queen music, sorry.
Okay, sounds good. So, you moved on, you created the Queen tribute, you've been doing that. Do you feel a sense of responsibility to the legacy of Queen and Freddie Mercury with what you're doing?
Well, like I say, when I first started and we decided to, well, I decided to do this, I mean, we decided, because I knew of the Queen legacy, and also knowing more about Queen and the way the word and the way the performance was, and what Queen meant to, you know, the people around the world and fans. I sort of down to anything by sort of short read out. It was almost, I said to myself, you know, if I'm going to do this, and if it does work, you know, I'm going to learn my craft as best as I can, learn everything that I possibly can, which for the first few years, it was almost like knowledge, you know, the knowledge of Queen, and you tend to take that on board, watching live shows. But once again, part of it was natural anyway. I felt it was because it was something that sort of was there anyway. But of course, doing a lot of work at the time, the experience was from sort of being trolled a lot. And it was the response to myself really, it was almost like, you know, people are enjoying this, and after watching the Queen live shows and really sort of in a way feeling passionate about it and watching Queen, I thought to myself, you know, we've got to do this. We've got to do it the right way. I mean, at the time, what we could do, because we were still on the circuit, really. And
okay, when you say that, what kind of challenges do you face then, do you feel, doing somebody else's music and trying to, obviously, doing it
in a way.
Both in terms of doing somebody else's music as opposed to your own music or a variety of music, when you've got to try and make it true.
Well, to be honest, really, now it's almost, because I've been doing it for so long now, it's work. I mean, it is work, and we enjoy doing it, but as you mentioned before, the challenge, to my idea, was actually putting a show together and putting it into the right venues, which was a challenge, because at the time we was on a circuit which was for a number of years, and even though it was great doing that, you was a little bit, the challenge in a way was sort of say, how far can you take this, or are people interested? And of course, playing to bigger audiences, and the challenge, so that was a challenge really. I mean, the challenge of the songs, it was being yourself and also having the right musicians who were also in the same frame of mind.
Okay. So let me move on. Which of the songs of Queen are your favourites, and why?
Sort of the question that I can't really answer that, Nigel, because there's not one favourite. I always say to people, when we're sort of rehearsing a new song for the set, that tends to become the favourite one that we perform live. I think since we began, we've gone from the very first era of Queen to sort of the end, well, to the, you know, sort of before Freddie passed away. So we've done many songs, and I can't really answer that because...
That's interesting because, you know, as I said to you, I used to be in a tribute band too, and there were definitely songs that I preferred to play each evening. I'm not saying I didn't like playing any others, but there were certainly songs that were particular favourites of mine to do, and I feel that suited us best, but maybe it's just that, you know, you play all of them so well that you don't have any challenges like that.
There's certain songs, well, the thing is as well, I think when you're doing especially when you're performing like sort of in a theatre, for example, you're well aware of now there's certain songs that you've got to perform. And there's also the songs which Queen, like you say, Queen themselves would do sort of album tracks, which to me are great, but I know some of them, saying that though, some of them might not come over as to that theatre audience, but I think it's how you present the songs. I think whatever song you presented as Queen, as long as the song is virtually the same as their live performance, they perform that song, I think it's great. I think we tend to be, what we do enjoy, from myself and from the band, because it's a Queen live show, if you've, you know, seen Queen, there was a lot of improvisations in things, and I enjoy that because it's sort of natural for me to do that. In other words, it's a live show, so I know for myself, when you see Queen, sometimes they'll try things on stage and it's an improvisation, and you can tell just by the sort of their emotion, that them really enjoying this. And I think when we, there's certain songs, the improvisation I enjoy.
Okay.
Because that's natural for me, really.
Okay.
And for the band, I think they enjoy it as well.
Okay. I mean, I assume you do a range of Queen songs. Have you thought about doing, for example, you know, Pink Floyd tribute might do Dark Side of the Moon, the whole of that, or it might do something from a particular era.
Yes.
Have you thought of doing, you know, trying to maybe do a specific live show that Queen did, or a whole album, you know, right through?
I mean, over the years, this is going back to exactly the same thing. Over the years, we had certain. I actually, because at the time there was a couple of tribute bands going, not many, who were certain doing sort of the certain songs, but I felt that I wanted to do like sort of an either from a show, one or two shows,
yeah,
one or two concerts. But at the time, putting that into the sort of venues we were performing in wouldn't have gone down well. I mean, we did try a few little things, because I certainly like the early 80s and, you know, of Queen, but I think don't get me wrong, I think that if you're going to do that, you've got to really present everything with it, with the whole show, and which we have done it, I mean, but I think, and it still might happen as well, there's a thing, but I think there's lots of bands about now, and they've all, when I first started doing it, they were certainly taking it from sort of the 1986 Wembley show, the Magic Tour, and even though it was a great show, we tended to go sort of towards the 80s era, really. But as we've evolved, which I think that the audience is, they've got to hear certain songs. But this is the thing that, you know, I'm always like that, really. You know, try and be as creative as the band, you know, all of us together as we want to be. And I think the scope for that... I agree what you're saying about the Pink Floyd thing. I mean, there's some bands who'll choose... It's very difficult, but they'll choose a certain album and they'll perform that.
Yeah.
Well, with Queen, you've got many albums to pick, so there's going to be somebody in the audience who's not quite... They would prefer another album or another song.
I know, it is interesting that even, you know, major artists have started doing this. I was at Wembley Stadium in the summer last year. Springsteen played the whole of Darkness on the Edge of Town, which I think he says is his great album, and I certainly agree with that. I think it is his great album. And it was stunning to hear all 10 songs in order.
Know.
The same as the album, so even an artist as big as him is doing the kind of thing you'd kind of expect on a tribute show, say Genesis doing the whole of Lamb Lies Down, you know, a tribute band or one of those. So it is interesting, you know, revisiting an era and actually kind of
turning
it around.
But I also think, like, as you just said, like Genesis, there is a couple of bands, aren't there? I mean, especially the Genesis one.
Yeah.
I'll keep my ears pretty, you know, you buy the magazines, and even though this is what I do, it's almost... You know, you're certain that you're aware of what other bands do, not just Queen tribute bands, all bands. And I think it's great when that happens. But I think it's also as well. I mean, what we do is generally we sort of, you know. I think as I've probably sort of experienced and matured a lot older now, so it's almost in a way I tend to. We've got through a hell of a lot of songs in the past, and I know some of the songs, even now some of the songs, I think, we did that about 10 years ago, that'd be great to put in the set. But of course, there's only a certain amount of time you've got
I mean, the thing with Queen, I think it's fair to say, you know, Queen recorded a lot of albums. There isn't one album that you would stand out as their great album, I think. You know, I think they did a lot of very good albums, but there isn't kind of one that you would pull out. For me, they're not the kind of band where I would pull out a certain album and say, that was a great album, you know.
That's correct. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, like people say, what's your favourite album? I like all the albums, okay.
Yeah.
I think when I first... when I first started doing this, I really enjoyed the early albums like Queen 2 and A Day at the Races because that was very early, and I think Queen were very, at that time, really, you know, really creative. But I think when you do this as well for sort of a living, and you've done it for a lot of years, you try all different things. Not saying that it can't be done again, because once again, I think you have to put the format in the right venue, really, the right what's the word I'm looking for? Atmosphere.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's great with festivals and theatres. But once again, I still think you've got to portray it exactly as Queen did live. You know, the audience are very. Not only have you got your avid fans who watch everything, I would assume, but you've also got your audiences who remember Queen, you know, when they was young.
Yeah.
But they may not have watched the full concert, but they know the songs. But what we do is very much in the way of live shows, like live music. It's not like studio tracks. It's done with a live feel.
Okay, do you have a big light show and
we've had various light shows. I mean, we now at the moment now sort of we've just brought. Once again, it's for me it's like we've been in it a lot of years. So in all bands and in all situations, you know, things don't always work. You know, in everything really, things, you know, it takes time, and we're building up now a sort of new show. We've just had a sort of a walkway built.
Oh, right.
Saying that, you can't always get that into a. If the stage is a big stage, we can probably get it there. But sometimes we can take it and it's a smaller stage, and it's not appropriate to put up really.
Yeah.
You know, we have backdrops, and there's other things that we're sort of working on now because, you know. I believe that's so important, but generally, all that takes time, and all that takes, of course, you know, income and everything. But you know, it's something that we want to do. But you know, we've been fortunate enough that when we're playing like festivals or we do shows abroad, even when we first started, we had some incredible, and we still do. We have some incredible light shows, which seem to suit. Queen anyway, because that's what Queen was all about, really.
Okay.
I don't think they're really, you know, it was lights and smoke, pyrotechnics and everything like that when I first started.
Yeah, the famous over-the-top
yeah.
shows. So, just to finish off, what are your plans for the future?
Well, the thing is, I mean, at the moment, like I said, we've enjoyed the theatre. It took a long time for us to get into theatres, actually. It took many, many years. I mean, and we're sort of working with a very good promoter now, and I feel they're in the same sort of sense as what they would like to see, and exactly what we want to see. It's almost to make the show bigger, to play to more audiences, to really sort of, you know, keep, as I always say, sort of keep the ethos of Queen, as much as we can, really, and almost for our own effect as well. If we're on stage and we see that the lights are, you know, sort of like Queen related or the backdrops related to Queen, I think that really helps us as well, because you tend to get so much more into the persona, and that's what I would like to see, and all the band would like to see that, because I think you have to keep it fresh, because you know. There's been a lot of bands out there over the years, but I think what we've got as well, and there's a few bands as well, that we sort of started off really sort of basic, really. You know, we sort of started off in the clubs and the pubs, and you know, we're still here. I mean, it's
sounds
you know,
good. So
you know,
bigger and better sounds great. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing you at Radlett in a few weeks' time.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure it would be a great show. And
okay.
I'm sure a lot of people from St Albans will want to come along.
Yes,
after
I remember
it.
Yes, it went well last time. There's lots of lights there as well. I really enjoyed the Radlett. I remember actually, you know, the lighting guy there. It's great, and it was one of these shows I remember thinking, this is really nice.
I'm sure it'll be great.